Amen. Preachers always have a problem on Pentecost because we're trying to describe the indescribable. We're trying to harness something that cannot be harnessed, and we're trying to reconcile the reality of our world with the promise of the power of God. When we think of the Holy Spirit, we cannot just look at Pentecost. The power of the Holy Spirit was in creation. If it wasn't for the animating Spirit of God, creation could not have happened. If it wasn't for the animating Spirit of God, we would not have breath in our body. If it wasn't for the animating Spirit of God, our grace and our love would not be here. There is power in the Spirit of God. It's an animating presence. And then we look at Pentecost and we see that fire. We're going to stop. Okay. Why don't we close our phones, make sure that they are on vibrate? Yeah, that's one thing I can't control either, is our cell phones. When we look at the power, we look at the power of Pentecost when flames came down and yet people were not consumed. They were consumed with the Spirit of God. It's hard to reconcile that power with my puny life. Think about it. When you get up in the morning and you're creaking and groaning, it's hard to reconcile that the Holy Spirit of God is here. When we see the violence in our world, and we wonder, why doesn't God come down and rend the heavens? We think, how do we reconcile that, our puny lives, with the absolute power of God? I think of our ancestors, our spiritual ancestors who came to these shores. They came for a better life, and they came because they thought this would be an agricultural wonderland. They were mistaken. There's rock under this much soil. They almost starved their first winter here. How did they reconcile the grace and the power of God with what they saw around them? Paul understood this when he wrote in his letter to the Romans, "The creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God." The creation, the very created order itself, waits in eager anticipation. The translation is actually, "as one cranes one's neck to look." Have you ever been to a parade and someone stands in front of you and you want to see, so you crane your neck? When somebody sits in front of me all the time, I have to crane my neck to see because I'm vertically challenged. Have you ever craned your neck to see? And he's saying the whole creation cranes its neck to see the power of God and how God will turn, make everything turn out. And I believe that's the kind of anticipation that we, the people of God, need. On 165 years, we have a lot of memorabilia. We look back. But the job of the church is always to crane its neck to see what's on the horizon. And if we are in Christ, if we know the power of the Spirit of God, even in our puny lives, we can crane our necks to see what God will do next. I'm sure there were people in that early church 165 years ago that thought, this is not going to happen. The beautiful church we sit in today, at some points construction was stopped because they ran out of money. Sometimes they ran out of people and they ran out of energy. And yet we're still here because our ancestors craned their necks to see what God had in store. What does God have in store for the people of God today? Tomorrow in our puny little life when we wrestle out of bed and wish we could have another hour, let's crane our neck with the eyes of the Spirit. What does God have in store for me today? What does God have in store for this church today? We don't live looking back and saying, God did all of that stuff in the past, there's nothing else. We live in hope. And the same power of the Holy Spirit that animated creation, that animated the first disciples, still animates us today. Let's crane our necks with the eyes of the Spirit and see what God will have in store for us tomorrow. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the power that is in creation. We thank you for the power of love, which is stronger than hate. We thank you that when we feel the puniest, you have the power. And we ask, O Lord, that you would help us to crane our necks in expectation to see what the Spirit has in store for us tomorrow. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.